Rashi brings that Bershom says, "Vosoros om kibaruchu." What's kibaruchu? He says, "If I can't be mekal them, I want to give them a bracha." The Bershom says, "They don't need your bracha." You also find the Chazal at the end of the day, the nevuas that he said were positive nevuas. All this is kulam chazur the raw, except for matoyel lechayaka, which is referring to the batei kinesias and the batei midrashas. So that means that all of the different brachas that he said eventually ended up becoming something negative, except when he spoke about the basic knesset, the basic medrash. That's not. So what's the motivation of Bilam to give all of a sudden to give? Offer to give a bracha to Klai Yisrael. Eventually gave brachas, Kibarshim forced him to give a bracha, and even that turned out bad. But what was his havmin to give a bracha? Sometimes we deal with, let's say, on an individual level, there's certain people, they haven't need to be in control of a situation. They enjoy the control. They want to be the one who runs the show. They might be nice people, but once they have a need to be in control, The final goal is themselves. So once they're in control and doing nice things, once you give them allow them to be in the situation of control, at the end of the day, you don't know where it's going to go. It's not lav dafka, it's going to be positive for you. The Bilams of the world, the Rebbe Meir Bloch Zatzal says, have a desire to be the ones that they're running the show. So if I can't give a klal to the Klai Yisrael, I'll give a bracha to Klai Yisrael. I'll be nice to them. I'll help them. I will be the friend of Israel. And I'll be the friend, and I will be nice to them, and an ally, and etc. But at the end of the day, that's not... The goal is that they want to be nice people. They want to be the one who calls the shots and decides what's supposed to be good and what's supposed to be bad, etc. And your best friends from the Umas Arlam, at some point in time, are going to come back to be your enemies. Kulun Chazru L'Ruah. All of the brachas that Bilam gave to Klai Yisrael, all of the things that he says that he likes Klai Yisrael, and he thinks Klai Yisrael, the Jews are so wonderful and so good, and Israel is such a nice country, da, da, da. You never know at the end how it's going to turn out negatively, but you know it's going to turn out negatively. The only thing where he doesn't have a shlita is the basic medrash, the basic knesses. That he can give, say, you know, the yeshivas are wonderful, and the shuls are wonderful, and you know, he cannot exert his control over the yeshiva and the shul. At the end of the day, the yeshiva will stand, and the shul will stand. The yeshivas of the world, the batei midrash of the world, and they will stand with their own power, whether the Umas Arlam give positive, whether they give negative, it doesn't make a difference. Over the power of Klai Yisrael's intrinsic connection to Kadosh Baruch Hu, which is expressed through the tefillah and through Torah, the Bereshim talking to us through Torah and us talking to Kadosh Baruch Hu through tefillah, that they have no shlita over. But everything else, at the end of the day, they're going to, in the Olam Hazeh, they're going to have a shlita over it. And as much as they're nice and wonderful, it's going to eventually turn out to be negative, and they're going to exert their control and their influence. This is the word that Rebbe Meir said many years ago. It's fascinating to see the fruition of the Talmud Chacham's insight and observation many years later, when in 1992, when there was the election between the senior Bush and Clinton. So Clinton, as the governor, had shown himself to be a friend of Israel, and Bush, after the 91, after the Gulf War, had shown himself to be much more focused on the Arabs than on the Jews. And the argument amongst many of the Frum community was we should vote for Clinton. Clinton is an ally of Israel. Such allies we should never be zeichut to have. Such friends we should never be zeichut to have. The situation was forced on Eretz Israel, on Klal Yisrael, due to such a friend, and the amount of people which have been killed because of that, affected by it, is all due to that friend. That picture of being a friend, end of the day, being an ally, is end of the day, will come to stand to hurt us eventually. That's not how we can, we try and do what's best as we can with Yishtalos and Eretz Heaven. We have to understand that eventually at some point in time, with the control and the desire for control is going to exert itself and affect us. Have a good Shabbos.